Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today's show is an excellent show for people beginning astrology or for people that need a review. The topic is called the ABCs of astrology. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over for you what I feel a person needs to know to understand astrology. So if you're happy enough to be tuning in today and you've just started off into this science, congratulations, because you are going to be excited about this. One thing I do recommend, and I will recommend during this topic, is that you buy the suggested reading. That's right. We have suggested reading that is absolutely critical for your growth and for your understanding of astrology, metaphysics, and psychic and spiritual awareness. The books I recommend are Secrets from a Stargazer's Notebook by Debbie Kempton Smith, Astrology for Yourself by Block and George, The New Complete Astrologer by Derek and Julia Parker, and An Encyclopedia of Ancient and Forbidden Knowledge by Zolar. Let's take a look at this topic, the ABCs of astrology. Okay, astrology is a science. I want to make that clear. S-I-E-N-C-E. Number two, astrology is very similar to the other sciences, biology, physics, chemistry, horticulture, astronomy. It takes a language to learn astrology and to understand what it's all about. Let's start off with the basics, the universe. Now, when we talk about the universe, which surrounds the Earth from our point of view, we are only focused into one small part of the universe, a belt of energy that surrounds the Earth and the solar system that we refer to as the ecliptic, spelled E-C-L-I-P-T-I-C. Now, the ecliptic just so happens to be the area of space through which the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, all the planets and all of their moons will orbit through, travel through. This is like the racetrack. You got to picture the Indianapolis 500 and all the cars going around, and the cars symbolizing planets and the sun and the moon and the asteroids and such. And that way you'll be able to experience what the ecliptic is. Now, why is that? People might say, well, Farley, how come the planets don't wander off into the Big Dipper? We'd have a problem. If the planets started wandering through the universe, the Earth would probably come apart. So it's gravity. It is the sun's gravity and is the sun's equator which forms this belt of power that extends way beyond Pluto. And this is what holds the planets in shape, in line, as they boomerang around the sun on this plane called the ecliptic. Well, it just so happens, guess what? The ecliptic is synonymous with the zodiac. Because this belt, this racetrack that surrounds the Earth, are the 12 zodiacal stellar constellations that we now refer as Aries through Pisces. So whether you believe in astrology or not, you're going to have Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces up there, and they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to stay there until your life's over and beyond, and the planets are going to keep on booming and ringing through them, you know, and that's why this area of space has gained significance. Because logically, if you consider just basic energy, the fact that the sun, from our point of view, and the Earth have stayed in this area of space, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, for millions and millions and billions of years. Obviously, if you go to the Indianapolis 500, where's the focus? It's on the racetrack where the cars go round and round and round. So the focus in the universe is on the ecliptic from our point of view, because this is where the planetary energy is. This is where the planetary energy is sustained, and this is where the energy from beyond the universe, from beyond this dimension, comes to us and courses through this dramatic energy, this engine that we call the ecliptic and the zodiac. And the first thing I would like to say for this topic, to know your astrology, the ABCs of astrology, is know your zodiac sign. And that sounds easy, but you know that one of the first things I did was try to figure out and organize exactly what the signs were when I took astrology. So let me see. The question is, can you name all 12 signs? And a lot of people, if they have to think hard about that, to do that. So the first thing you want to do is write them down, and I'll give them to you in order. and then when you have the time, you can memorize them, then you'll know them. The first sign of the zodiac, the sign of spring, is Aries, and it is followed by Taurus and Gemini and Cancer. All right, those are the first four signs. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer. And then we are followed by the sign of the Lion, Leo, and then Virgo, Libra, and Scorpio. And along those lines, when you pick up an astrology book, you are going to see the symbols for the signs. So along the lines of number one, knowing your zodiac signs. Number two, memorize the symbols of the zodiac signs. So we've got Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, then Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, then Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. 12 signs. And they surround the planet in a 360-degree circle. And if we divide that 360-degree circle by 12, we get 30 degrees for each sign, which is exactly the way they do divide the universe. So it's easy to understand. 12 signs, 30 degrees each, 360 degrees make the belt of the zodiac that surrounds the Earth, where the planets, the Sun, and the Moon will orbit. So as far as finding location of planets in space, whenever we say Mercury in Pisces, or Venus in Scorpio, or Mars in Sagittarius, we are always talking about planetary location. First the planet, then where it's located. Farley has Moon in Scorpio. That means August 11th, 1948, the Moon was located in Scorpio, and the Sun was located in Leo. Hence, I am a Leo with Scorpio Moon. So know your zodiac and know your symbols. Memorize your symbols. Number three, the planets. Okay, now, a lot of people that have taken basic astronomy in elementary school. Let's go to number three here. So you know your signs, number one. Memorize your symbols, number two. And number three, know your planets. Now, obviously, if you went to nursery school or kindergarten, you know there are nine planets in this system. Besides the Earth, there are eight planets. We have Mercury, which is closest to the Sun, then Venus, which is between Mercury and the Earth, then Mars, which is just beyond the Earth, Jupiter, which is way beyond Mars, and then Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, and then Neptune, which is the farthest out. And it sounds simple, but if you don't know them off the top of your head and you want to know astrology, you should memorize the eight planets besides the Earth, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and then add to that the Sun, the Moon, and one part of astrology that we also include with the planets, the Sun and the Moon, is called the rising sign, which just so happens to be, you got it, just what it says, the rising sign. The sign in the east are the zodiac constellation in space that just so happens to be rising in the east at any given moment. Like when I announced the news today, hypothetically, I said we had a Gemini rising at 28 degrees. Does that make sense to you? 29 degrees. So the rising right now happens to be right where my Uranus was when I was born in 1948, Uranus at 29 Gemini. So I'm having a rising. I'm having that area of space is rising, which happens to be my astrology factor. So it's not an accident we're doing a topic on astrology today, isn't it? That's kind of weird. So anyway, so that's important to know that each planet, besides and including the sun sign, is like a cosmic vital organ. In other words, what I would like to do is remove your left brain thinking here and your limitations of sun sign philosophy. And I want to remind you that sun signs are important, but that every single planet in a chart also holds equal significance. Without all the planets, the system falls apart. Which means, in order to have life as we know it on Earth, metaphysically and cosmically speaking, we need to have every single planet that we have, which explains everything. And basically, in case you don't know what the planets mean, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you the basic meanings for each and every one of the planets. So if you're recording this show, or whether you are recording it or not, at least you'll have some keywords to go on, okay? Mercury is the link of mind. And some of the basics for Mercury are reason, mental, expressive, adaptable, duality, small things, senses, analytical, reflective, active, education, scientific. Now, Venus has a keyword, which is beauty and love, all right? And some of the basics for Venus would be art, coalition, sociable, femininity, impressionable, gentle, cooperative, gregarious, original, musical, romantic. And some of the positives for Venus would be rhythm, devotion, refinement, harmony, companionable, charming, inspirational, and creative. And these are important to know what the keywords are in astrology, because if you learn your keywords, then you're going to get this science down. That's for sure. And before you know it, you're going to be understanding what I am talking about. The keyword for Mars, desire, energy, and action. Some of the basics for Mars would be impulsion, assertion, courageousness, generative force, forceful, venturesome, desire, possessiveness, practical, definite, enthusiasm, self-reliant, bold, fearless. Those are Martian words, okay? And then Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is an idealistic planet which affects faith, expansion, success, philanthropy, and philosophy. Some of the key words for Jupiter would be aspiring, generosity, benevolence, religion, orthodox, optimism, confidence, joviality, opportunity, honor, tolerance, law, humanity, humane, that is, demonstrative, and also understanding, also wealth, mercy, and such as that. Now, Saturn, another planet, is the tester, justice, sorrow, discipline, disintegration, and whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. No, actually, Saturn is the planet of karma and lesson in life, purpose in life as far as what we are here to learn and evolve through. Some of the basics for Saturn are caution, restraint, seriousness, discipline, sincerity, defensiveness, justice, the law, experience, punctuality. Did you ever hear that? Some people that are never on time, they need their Saturn's check. Duty, that type of stuff. Okay, Uranus is a planet that rules creativity, change, sometimes shock, progression, unexpected is the awakener. And also it rules science, technology, humanitarianism, goals, and friends. All right? And some of the basic keywords for Uranus is nonconformist, original, inventive, unconventional, altruistic, metaphysics, reformer, occultism, restless, impulsive, assertive, adventuresome. Neptune's keywords. Neptune is a planet that rules sensitivity, divinity, deception, superphysical entities, the spirit, psychic. And some of the basic words for Neptune would be sensitivity, emotions, subtlety, abstract, fanciful, also metaphysical, and music, and also compassion and devotion, poetic, the mystical, clairvoyance, and stuff like that. Pluto is the transforming planet, and it rules transition, rebirth, dictatorship, coercion, transition, reorganization, intensification, forcefulness, invisible activity, alchemy, ESP, and also universal welfare, transmutation, and positive clairvoyance. Now, some of the key words for the Sun would be identity, creativity. The Sun is basically the giver of life and the significator of the spirit of man, the first cause of our being of living, the immortal part of man and women's complex manifestation. That's the Sun effect. And the Sun's key words are self-consciousness, strength, authority, ambition, individuality, vitality, leadership, desires, recognition, confidence, above board, candid, bold, demonstrative. Those are all key words for the Sun. The Moon, the builder of form, the emotional factor. And the Moon is the planet of fecundation, the builder of the physical body, the transitory part of men and women's being. It is the tie of life and nourisher on the physical plane. And the key words for the Moon would be maternal, changeable, sensitive, receptive, intuitive, instinctive, emotional, imaginative, domestic, impulsive, and physical. Also, mother love, magnetism, protectiveness, romantic, and growth. Overall, emotional growth are linked to the Moon also. The rising sign in the east would be the reflection of all the planets, the Sun and the Moon, focused and channeled through one basic expression or appearance or personality. So many astrologers believe that the rising sign in a natal chart is the most important part of that chart as far as personality and character and definite karma connected with situations involved in how it looks. What is a definite charisma or personality or character identity? The physical body, the personality, the shape, the hair, the face, all that stuff are very, very important. So what this topic is all about, the ABCs of what this topic is all about, is knowing these basics, the zodiac, the 12 signs, the planets, and the symbols, right? And then the keywords for all the planets. And when we continue in the next segment, what I'm going to try to do for you is go over some keywords for the 12 signs. Because if you put the planets together with the signs, and you know your keywords, then you combine any planet with any sign and understand what it means. That's simple. If you know what Jupiter means, the keywords memorized, and if you know what Pisces means, the keywords memorized, and you combine that, then you're going to be able to analyze and interpret an astrology chart. That's how a person becomes astrologically aware, by knowing their keywords. Pisces, Jupiter is expansiveness, and Pisces is intuitive and psychic. So obviously, all people with Jupiter and Pisces are going to be expanded psychics, are extremely intuitive, extremely sensitive. Wherever Jupiter goes, it expands. See, this is a science of correlations. Like, let's say Saturn is a contractor, it restricts. And Scorpio is sexual energy, regenerative force, transition, transformation. So if you have Saturn in Scorpio, what is restricted is the inability to transform, or restrict, or feel sexually. That's where your lesson is. That's where your karma is. See, so you can literally learn all about astrology through this type of topic. I'm going to give you all the basics you need to learn. Then you can run out there and spend the rest of your life to try to find out what it's all about, right? Okay, I'm going to give you the mantras for each of the 12 signs. And that way you'll be able to figure out what they mean. You can attach any phrase behind the mantra, and that will help you understand it. Just a two-word or three-word mantra. Aries vibration is I am. That's the mantra. It is the God vibration. It is the self. The Taurus vibration is I have. It is the values of the self. The Gemini vibration is I think, which is the mental, the mind. And the Cancer vibration is I feel, which is the emotional part of the universe. The Leo vibration is I will, which is the creative force. The Virgo vibration is I analyze, which is the detective force. The Libra vibration is I balance, which is obvious. The Scorpio vibration is I desire. Now we know why Scorpio people are so desirous, as we talked about last week. The Sagittarius mantra is I aspire. Expansion, once again. The Capricorn keyword is I utilize. That's the vibration there. The Aquarius mantra is I know. And then the Pisces would be, I believe. Now, those are the 12 two-word mantras that we have for each zodiac sign. Go back again. Some Aries keywords are self-assertion and initiation and action and also aggression. And some Taurus keywords would be determination, materialism, artistry, thoroughness, endurance, and also harmony, accumulation also. Some of the Gemini keywords would be mental, alert, dexterous, expressive, and also tolerant, open-minded. Some of the Cancer keywords would be romantic, emotional, maternal, feeling, veneration, protectiveness. That's right. You will find that the zodiac signs are similar to certain of the planets. It's not an accident because each planet has a home in each and every one of the signs. Some of the Leo keywords are self-approval, confidence, ambition, superiority, also persistence, organization, dignity, leadership, fearlessness, and humility. Can be ego too, so watch it. Some of the Virgo keywords are practical, analytical, economical, honesty, service, health, details, dexterity, dexterousness, utilitarian. Some of the Libra keywords are partnership, justice, also gregariousness, appreciation, idealism, balance, cooperation, neatness, modesty. Some of the Scorpio keywords are sex, as you know, right? Also, secretive, penetrating, attachment, fixicity, extremism, strong desires, regeneration, healing. Some of the Sagittarius keywords, but the Sagittarius keywords are philosophical, religious, expansion, benevolence, athletic, demonstrative, restlessness, vision, also philanthropy, zealousness, love of animals, justice and mercy. Some of the Capricorn's keywords are security, conservative, cautious, self-discipline, patience, honesty. Also, self-preservation, prudence, concentration, trust, efficiency. Some of the Aquarius keywords are universality, people, the study of life, original, pioneer, freedom, science, metaphysics, humanitarian. And some of the Pisces keywords would be responsive, receptive, intuitive, retiring, universal, sensitive, sympathetic, unselfish, devoted, mystical, self-sacrificing, compassionate, and also spiritual. Now, if you get this topic memorized and you learn your zodiac signs with your planets and all their keywords, then you're going to be accomplishing a heck of a lot more than I wanted you to, especially if you get your chart and go to the Phoenix and get your suggestive reading. You're going to be there. You will be there, and then I'll be darn proud of you. So congratulations if you do that. And also, we are going to continue with more of the ABCs of astrology on tomorrow's show. We talk about the houses, and if we have time, the aspects. So this show tomorrow is definitely for you, the beginners, and for you, the reviewers. This is a great show for the ABCs of astrology. If you're trying to figure astrology out,